From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The family of the Nigerian man charged with trying to bring down a Detroit-bound airliner has released a statement. They call the incident shocking and say Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab cut communications with them while he was studying abroad. The family says they reported his disappearance 2 months ago and that his father approached Nigerian and foreign security agencies for help finding and returning him home. Abdulmutallab was released from a hospital in Michigan yesterday and taken to a prison outside Detroit. A hearing in the case is scheduled for today. While President Obama continues his vacation in Hawaii, the White House says it is pressing ahead with a sweeping review of aviation security. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
President Obama as yet has made no public statement about the attempt to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight, but top aides, including Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, hit the Sunday talk shows to try and reassure the public. Gibbs told NBC's Meet the Press the president's priorities include reviewing how the nation's terrorist watch list are managed and
a review to ensure and figure out why an individual with the chemical explosive that he had on him could get onto an airliner in Amsterdam and fly into this country.
Gibbs says the president's first concern is ensuring the safety of the American people. But some lawmakers, such as New York Republican Congressman Peter King, say the near disaster shows there are holes in the nation's security system. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A leading critic of the government in Iran is denouncing it for its violent suppression of protests in Tehran and other cities on Sunday. Behdi Karabi's comments came as state television increased the number of people killed in the clashes from 5 to 8. Karabi was critical of the government for allowing the killings on an important Shiite religious festival. Iranian police have denied that they opened fire on crowds. The BBC's John Line has been following events from London.
Some hardline newspapers in Tehran have suggested the opposition itself may have staged the death of some of its own supporters, though eyewitnesses have described seeing the police open fire on the crowd. Pro-government newspapers have called for the authorities to crack down even harder on the demonstrations. From the other side, the opposition presidential candidate, Mehdi Karoubi, asked what had happened to Iran's religious system of government when he said it ordered the killing of innocent people on the holy day of Ashura.
The BBC's John Line reporting. An Iranian opposition website says at least one prominent critic of the government has been arrested. The site says former Foreign Minister Ibrahim Yazdi was detained early today at his home. Yazdi served in the government after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. European shares are following Asian stock markets higher today. Asian stocks received a boost after the Japanese government said factory output rose the most in 6 months in November. This is NPR News. The South African poet and anti-apartheid activist Dennis Brutus has died. Brutus died after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 85. He served time on Robben Island with Nelson Mandela. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
Dennis Brutus fought South Africa's white minority regime with words and deeds, causing him to be banned from the country in 1961. He left but was deported back and nearly killed by South African police as he attempted to escape. He was published while on Robben Island, including his poem Somehow We Survive and the book Sirens, Knuckles, and Boots. His activism caused the white-led minority regime to be banned from international sports competition for 30 years. Released from Robben Island, Brutus went to the United States, where President Ronald Reagan tried to have him deported, but he was unsuccessful, and Brutus remained teaching at various universities, including Northwestern and the University of Pittsburgh. His latest campaign involved criticizing South Africa for not being tough enough at the Copenhagen climate talks. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.
A community in western Massachusetts has been shaken by a string of suspicious fires. Authorities in Northampton say they're investigating 9 fires that broke out early Sunday morning, including one that left 2 people dead. Investigators say the fires are being treated as potential crimes. A local district attorney says 5 of the fires were in buildings, arresting cars. Dozens of whales appear to be safely out to sea after stranding themselves on a beach in New Zealand over the weekend. Volunteers, including tourists and conservation workers, kept the whales wet throughout the day yesterday and helped refloat more than 40 of them at high tide. However, about 125 could not be saved. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.